Who really leaked those tax returns? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You may remember that after the debate last week, I practically begged Donald Trump to release his taxes, not so that we could condemn him, but because we wanted to copy him. And now, a week later, what shows up in the New York Times but pages from Donald Trump's tax returns? And not just any pages, but the very pages that show him to be, how did Rudy Giuliani put it?
This is part of our tax code. The man's a genius.
Thank you. The parts that show the man's a genius, because he figured out a legal way to rack up enough losses to offset all his income from hosting The Apprentice, which would mean that he could collect that money tax-free. Hillary Clinton, of course, immediately ridiculed him.
What kind of genius loses $1 billion in a single year?
Well, the kind of genius who knew he could turn a loss into a gain. I think he actually wants to release those tax returns because he's proud of them. But he doesn't want to appear to be caving in to all the demands from his critics. How easy would it be for him to get up in the middle of the night, send out a few tweets as a distraction, then catch an Uber over to the Times and slip an envelope under the door? The Times says those leaked returns came from an anonymous source. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that anonymous source turns out to be one Donald J. Trump. Think about it. Here's a man who has said,
I understand the tax laws better than almost anyone.
Better than almost anyone. And I think he wants us to know that. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.